Soft autumn mist lay in the hollows and vales of the dune lands by the far west coast. It would be fully mid-morn before the sun's warmth evaporated it. A young hare, Windora Rowenbow, of the long patrol, stood atop of a high hill. Leaning on her slender javelin, she peered intently at a distant dune top. Having ascertained what her keen eyes could see, she wheeled, shooting off like a shaft from a bowstring, in the direction of Salamandastron. Windora was a runner, the swiftest and best on the mountain. She was poetry and grace in motion, limbs moving like silent pistons, ears blown flat back by her remarkable speed. Lord Brang was at his anvil, putting the final touches to her helmet. It was a work of great beauty, a polished steel dome with a bright copper spike at its centre, a curtain of fine steel mesh, both functional and simple, hung halfway around it, protection for the warrior's neck and upper shoulders. The huge badger polished away at the helmet with a piece of greased silk, making it shine in the forge light. General Flurry Flackbuth entered, giving a small cough to make Brang aware of his presence. The badger lord did not even look up.
Don't you bother to knock any more, Flurry?
The old bewhiskered hare shook his head.
Begging your pardon, my lad. I knocked twice.
Brang placed the helmet carefully on the windowsill.
Didn't hear you, my friend. Must be getting old.
Flurry replied almost apologetically.
We're none of us getting any bally younger, sir. You were busy, let's say, occupied with your work, eh?
Brang filled two tankards from an ale cask. Taking a red-hot dagger blade from the forge fire, he quenched it in the tankards, passing one to his friend.
Mild ale. Always makes the morning a little more bearable. Well then, General, what news?
Flurry savoured a sip of his drink, standing with his back to the forge fire.
Young runner Rowenbow just reported in, sir. Seems there's three bodies approaching here from the east.
The badger lord looked over his tankard rim, speaking as though he were talking to himself.
Two of our own and a long overdue badger maid. My dreams were right, Flurry. Send out a score of our long patrol in full fig to meet them. Bring all three right here to me.
The autumn mist had died to milky wisps as the three travellers halted on the hilltop where the hare maid had stood earlier. Buckler drew his rapier, pointing at the great mountain on the coastline.
Well, there it is, Ambry. Salamandastron.
The badger maid stared at it for a long moment.
Incredible. It's exactly as I used to see it in my dreams. Can you believe that?
Diggs twirled his sling idly.
Don't see why not, ma'am. You're a blooming badger, aren't you? Who are we to question your flipping visions and whatnot? What?
Ambravina's paw strayed to the hilt of her broadsword.
Look, we've got company approaching. Maybe 20.